Live from Fort Bragg's backyard, this is the show that put the 110 Nation on the map. There is only one nation, the 110 Nation, and you're listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show. Covering each and every sport across the board, there is no sport too large or too little. It's time to talk the talk. Here we go. Here's the man, the founder, and your host, Mr. CJ Sports.
Welcome, everybody, to the 110 Nation Sports Show. I am your host, Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow me at Mr. CJ Sports. You can follow the 110 Nation at 110 Nation. Check us out on Facebook, my personal fan page, Mr. CJ Sports, the 110 Nation fan page, the 110 Nation Sports. Also, check out our site, www.the110nationsports.com, for all the latest going on here at the 110 Nation. I want to make sure that I thank Carolina Sports Plus and More Than Music for their continued support. These marketing partners help make all this possible. You can find Carolina Sports Plus on Facebook. You can also find More Than Music at more2music.com, or you could go to www.the110nationsports.com. On the main page, all you do is scroll all the way to the bottom and click the banners, and it'll take you where you need to go. Or if you're on any of the articles, all you got to do is just click the banners on the right-hand side, and it'll take you where you need to go. Check out these great companies and help support them for as they help support us and make all this possible. Also want to welcome Google Podcasts. We are now syndicating over there, and looking forward to having all those great people over there checking out the show and being part of the 110 Nation family. So, I got to make sure I welcome them and thank them for tuning in. We got two more platforms that we are waiting for our approval, and our mission will be complete, at least for now, at least on the syndication. Right now, you can find us on iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Spotify, Google Podcasts, Deezer, Stitcher, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, and GeoSaving. We continue to find ways to grow our fan base, our listeners. When it's all said and done, though, it's important, one, that you follow us on Blog Talk Radio and follow us on Spreaker. Those will help us continue to grow and help gain more marketing partners to help us continue to grow and hit our goals of eventually being in a location and having our own building. But also make sure that you like us on Facebook. We're about 14 short of 1,600. I'd love to hit 1,600. We've been right around, right just below that 1,600 mark for a while now. And would more than anything love to be able to finally crack that 1,600 like barrier. So give us a like on Facebook if you are catching us on one of those different podcast platforms and you're new to the show. I want to welcome you and just give us a like and spread the word and let everybody know as we continue to grow here. We're about 9.5 years into this project. April 15, 2021 will be 10 years. Got a lot of goals, a lot of things we want to do, and got our goals already set, what we want to accomplish between now and April 15th, and the next year, start working on bringing construction and put us in a temporary building, and every year continue to grow and grow and grow until we hit that 20-year mark and actually be able to be in a building. So we got a lot to accomplish and need definitely the support of the 110 Nation listeners out there. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we got Take It Back Tuesday. Take us back. back Tuesday. Something I came up with on Tuesday night. I sit in here and work on site stuff, admin stuff, write articles, all that cool stuff. And while I do that, I go back through the archives and find a show that sticks out. Last week we had Dylan Lupton, Ryan Repko, and it was somebody else. Can't remember. I think it was supposed to be it was supposed to be 2-time champion Eric Enders, and she ended up calling here after the show. The time time zone issue or whatever the case might be, we ended up getting her later on. I'm looking forward to getting her on again this year. I'm not sure what show I'm going to pull up for the archives this week, but make sure that you guys tune in. I don't play it on Blog Talk Radio, but I do download it and play it, so it's live, the replay, but it's live on Spreaker. Gives us an opportunity to have a live show one night a week. It's not technically live, but it plays as it's live on Spreaker, and then, of course, all the other platforms it will syndicate over. BTR, it's already on that platform. So if you like us on Facebook, you'll be able to know when the date was on the show. And either, A, you can catch it on the through the Facebook post, or you can see the date of the show and just pull it up in the archives of Blog Talk Radio. We got Izzo joining us here in about 15 minutes to talk to the NHL. We got a lot of things in the NHL to talk about and get caught up on. Wednesday night, I will be back here in the studio at 8 o'clock. Make sure you check that out. And Thursday night, good Lord Almighty. Whoa, what a race this weekend. Kyle Busch got a win stripped from him. Brad Keselowski kind of upset on Quinn Hoff and how he just basically made a left-hand turn in the middle of the track and took out a couple drivers and changed the whole, basically, how the race was going to finish and everything else. And he decided in the middle of turn three or turn four, more so, that he was going to the pits and just kind of ran into people and made a left, immediate left hand turn. This is not good. Love to hear the guys' opinions. They do have a guest joining them on Thursday night, and of course, Taz will be in the studio as well to give you guys updates from the 518. So make sure that you guys check that out as well. I tell you what, it was already kind of it was kind of already a three-ring circus going there in Washington last week when it was on the show with the name change and Monday they announced him officially retiring the Redskins name, and then they got to where they were deciding on some names and kind of had an idea of what they wanted to go with, and then come to find out, pretty much one person owned like every variation of Washington, whatever that was out there, and so then that became a complication. And you let the Washington Redskins tell you it's a complication. Now, from what I read, it's not so much a complication. Martin McCallie, the man who has trademarked several potential team names the Washington Redskins are reportedly considering, says he'll relinquish rights to any name of the franchise choosing if Dan Snyder and ownership goes through with his proposition. Basically, he told TNZ Sports he has offered up more than a dozen names if Washington donates to charities of his choosing, including those exclusive to Native Americans. He currently owns trademark rights to Washington Monuments, American Veterans, Red Tail Hawks, Red Tails Federal, and several others. He went on to say that they won't take my offer of free trademarks, so I hired an attorney to facilitate the transaction. His name is Darren Heltner. Martin went on to say that he wrote a letter to Mr. Snyder with my offer, making it clear that I was trying to facilitate the name change. I do not want to be an obstacle. If you want one of McCauley's trademarks or me, trademark hog, as I like to go by, then just let us know what he needs to do to get out of your way. That's not even the worst part. Now you got 15 females coming out, sexual harassment, talking about it's like a frat party. We're talking about drugs. We're talking about sex. We're talking about while being overseas, ownership and those in the office holding on to the passports and making these females have sex with VIP clientele in order to get their passports back. Imagine being a Washington Redskin right now, or Washington, whatever you're going to be called right now. The uncertainties. It isn't bad enough that this, and I'm using the biggest air quotes in the world, this COVID-19 garbage, which is just a whole nother stupid mess. We're only about 53 more cases less. We're still about 53 million cases less of H1N1 compared to the H1N1 that happened just, a handful of years ago. And this is still being blown out, way out of proportion. And it is still beyond ridiculous to me. And the falsified numbers and the falsifying the reasons of death and the unfactual reasons were mandated to wear mask and everything else for a virus that's not even in the ballpark of H1N1, that we weren't required to wear masks, we weren't shut down or anything else. Like, this is just, we're not going to even get into that. We're going to get into the fact that you're part of this, whole organization. Haskins from Ohio State, quarterback. You finally look like you're going to get your opportunity this year. You got some opportunity last year. This is rolling in this year. Finally, you know, this could be your year, your full year in the quarterback position. Then the COVID-19 rolls in. But now you don't know if you're going to have a season. And if you have a season, how this season is even going to play out? Are you going to be able to travel? Are you going to have hub cities? Like, how is this all going to work? Then all of a sudden the riots and the looting and all this stuff happens, and all of a sudden it's important to everybody once again, except for the Native Americans, who are really not a push in this because, they came up with the logo and are proud of the name and everything else. But everybody else wants to put their spin on it and force the Washingtonians to change their name. And so now you don't even know what your team is going to be named. Then you decide you're going to roll past that, even be part of the whole process and help rename this team or think about renaming this team. You kind of find out almost every variation some man owns the trademark to. But what little bit does ownership tell you? I mean, they just want you to donate to charity. They're willing to give it to you. So now you're part of your ownership is making this thing like this whole obstacle, and this is a whole process, and this is why we're still not changed our name and have a name. But that's not really the case now, is it? Because someone's willing to give you any name that he has. From what I understand, you're talking like 40 or 50, I don't know, trademark, something stupid. So you're finding out that your ownership could have pretty much any trademark name that they want instead of the way they make it seem. And then you find out that your ownership and coaching staff and former coaching staff and everything else, players getting suspended and then your quarterback getting hurt and all this because you got a big frat party scenario going on and women are being womanized and Lord have mercy, I couldn't imagine what it's like to be a Washington Redskin player right now. The scandal also comes as the NFL is trying to buff up its image in terms of racial and social justice. After kneecapping the career of one-time San Francisco 49ers Colin Kaepernick over his protests against injustice and bowing to pressure from the likes of Donald Trump, all players taking a knee, the league now is saying it's sorry. We're not getting into that. That's funny because when all this when it first came on and this whole injustice stuff was going on, I'm not gonna say every because I said there was a reason why Colin Kaepernick has not gotten a starting quarterback position or gotten an offer. I'm not gonna say I'm gonna say they didn't get starting quarterback offer because he's not getting a starting quarterback offer. He's been given offers. He just doesn't want to take anything other than a starting quarterback role, and he's not the starting quarterback. He's second string, second at best, and he's not wanting to take that money. That's why a lot of people are pissed off with that whole stupid slogan that he came out with talking about sacrifice everything, even sacrifice what you believe in, even cost you everything, which now he's got to deal with, deal with Disney and ESPN and all this other garbage, making more money than he would ever made as a quarterback. But it's funny how all of that dwindled down when it first happened, though, was, oh, he gets his opportunity. He belongs in the NFL. He's this, he's that. Nobody's still yet giving him a starting quarterback opportunity because he's not a starting quarterback. He's still, as a matter of fact, the talks of Colin Kaepernick have died down. Like, I don't even know the last time some bozo out there said, oh, he deserves to be a starting quarterback. There's a reason, people. There is a reason. Oh, I just can't imagine the headaches of being a Washington fan. Right? I thought being a Cleveland Browns fan was a rough life. It's a pretty nice life these days. Watching another team just melt right before the season, and another team just have more internal problems than us, and then you kind of make Cleveland look like a role model organization there. Thank you, Washington. Way to make us look so good. Lord have mercy. Anyway, I want to make sure that I thank Carolina Sports Plus and More to Music. Without these marketing partners, we wouldn't be able to do what we do. We wouldn't be able to grow the way we grow without these marketing partners. So make sure you guys check them out as well. Also, make sure, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 110 Nation. Like us on Facebook, The 110 Nation Sports. Check out our site, www.the110nationsports.com, for all the latest going on here at The 110 Nation. Once again, I want to thank all of those over on Google Podcast that is now part of The 110 Nation and has checked us out as we are now syndicating over on their platform, and want to thank all those returning on all the many other platforms that we've managed to start syndicating on. Just doing our part to continue to grow, to get the word out there, and kind of grow the 110 Nation family. Like I said, help us out. All you got to do is follow us on Spreaker, or follow us on Block Talk Radio. Help us continue to expand where we need to expand, and so we can continue to grow the way we need to grow, and eventually hit the goals that we have set for ourselves. We got Izzo joining us here in probably about 30 seconds or so, so I'm not going to jump into too much more as we prepare to have him on the show. Don't forget, tomorrow night, we got Take Us Back Tuesday. My opportunity to sit in the studio, work on some site stuff, get some articles, as I did publish my number 42 on my countdown of top 25 college football programs. Hoping we're having a college season this year. It looks kind of iffy. I know the Jets and the Giants announced today that right now they plan on playing football, but they're not looking like they're going to have fans in the stands. Hopefully that changes. New York's a crapshoot state, and their mayor, Kamanazi, whatever the hell his name is, all jacked up and got that state all messed up. Probably the most horrible governor that I have ever seen in my lifetime. He's making life impossible for New Yorkers and making it impossible for that state to turn back around. But they all got their agendas, I guess, and they sit there and prove this every day with that. I'm hoping that that doesn't trickle down to the rest of us, and especially the great state of Ohio, as we got tickets to my mom, actually. Got us tickets to a preseason game, Cincinnati Bengals playing somebody. I forget who they're playing. I was told that I got to tone it down as I'm an anti-Bengals, or really I'm an anti other than Browns. I hate all 31 teams. So, but I got to tone it down and play nice. And it's a preseason game, so I won't run into too much that they lose another game. Then September, 27th, maybe, Ms. Brandy has got us tickets to the Cleveland Browns at home against Washington, whatever they're going to be called. So I've not been to Cleveland Stadium, or, well, I can't say Browns games. I've been to two Browns games. They played in Cincinnati the last 2 years, but I've not been to the Cleveland Stadium since 95. So hoping that they do let fans in, because I'd be very upset. I've done missed my opportunity to go to Indy for the NASCAR race. I've been to about 10, 12 tracks, and Indy was not one of them I've been to, so I'm kind of upset about that. I've had about 6 concerts get changed, canceled, everything else. Finally had my opportunity. I've always wanted to go to Eldora, and now that I'm back in Ohio, I knew some people were going to be out of Eldora. We were looking at going to Eldora, and they're not going to have fans, and I had tickets to Dayton Dragons, and that season got squashed, and so it's been one thing after another. I did at least get to enjoy the Cluesy on Friday, and it's funny because right there in Columbus, the governor, and it's not mandated that you got to wear a mask at the zoo. But today we went to Kings Island, and it is mandated. And let me tell you what, that's a whole obstacle and a half. And it is a hassle, and I have never seen so many people be on your back without some mask. And we had to stand in line for about, I see you, I'm getting ready to get you in here. We had to stand in line for about an extra 20, 25 minutes. I'm not sure exactly why they opened up 20, 25 minutes late. There's a possibility that somebody ran from the scene or something and then jumped the fence at Kings Island because they have the helicopters all swarming over. And there was cops over the intersection up the way that you could see. I'm not sure 100%. I just know that we did get in about 11:20. And no rides and no food and nothing was up until like 12 o'clock. It was very aggravating. And then while we're standing there wearing a mask, her asthma was messing with her, so she had to use her inhaler. I get to the line to get my temperature taken, and where it's hot and the mask, I'm overheated. So now I got to stand in front of a fan, cool down before they take my temperature again to make sure I don't have a fever so I can get into it. It's just, anyway. Let's go ahead and get his own studio, get you guys caught up this week on everything going on in the NHL. I know baseball seems to be rolling in the right direction. I know the NBA is kind of wishy-washy on what's going to happen, and some players not so happy. So let's find out what's going on in the NHL. Hopefully, Izzo's got some great news. And, you know, there's a lot of those fans out there that maybe are more diehard NFL or more die baseball or NBA. This might be NHL's opportunity to maximize on gaining some fans and gaining some fanship out of this whole situation, because if you get a league that is just as enthused as such as NASCAR, who has been all about doing their thing and been happy to do their thing, and they've picked up some fans because of it. The Bubba Wallace thing ain't helping none, but they've gained some fans because of this. There's no doubt in my mind that NHL, which is an awesome sport to watch. I love to watch some hockey. I don't watch nowhere near as much as I should. But I have a feeling that this season might be a season they can maximize, and a season that I might become a real, real diehard fan, because there ain't nothing else on and I get sucked into it. These other fans or these other sports that are more worried about money and all this other garbage on the side versus doing what they're supposed to be doing might cost them a fan, so, or two or three. So we'll see what's going on in the NHL, and hopefully this is going to bring us some good news. How you doing tonight, Izzo?
Hey, we're doing pretty good, even though the weather outside's a little stormy right now, but just trying to take it in and paying attention to the NHL's website and all the leading experts and everything, just to make sure that, you know, everything's going ship shape. Right now, The NHL concluded the first 5 days, which include July 13th to 17th of Phase 3, the formal training camp, and return to play with two positive test results for COVID among over 2,600 players. Test results for COVID-19 tests were administered to more than 800 players. Players who have tested positive have self-isolated so far, and the CDC and Health Canada Health Canada protocols. So, we're getting some.
Not to cut you off, let me make sure I got that right. So, out of 2,600 players, they tested 800, and only two came up positive.
From what I'm reading, among the 2,600 tests administered to more than 800 players. They don't have an actual number of positive tests. They just saying right now, players who are testing positive are being isolated and quarantined right now. Heard any kind of numbers so far on, you know, a number of positive tests so far. The NHL and the franchises right now are kind of playing that a little bit close to the chest right now. For right now, but as I do know, there have been some inter squad games with some franchises. I do know today that the Penguins had an inter squad game that was live on Facebook. So if you guys are on Facebook, you can always check out your local team or your favorite team. There are going to be some inter squad scrimmages kind of going on for the next couple days. Before we kind of get into some exhibition matches, just to kind of help players get back up to speed and everything before the play-in series begins on August 1st. But, you know, so far the NHL right now hasn't had any kind of hiccups so far from what I've seen. They did release the qualifier schedule, which we're going to kind of dive into here a little bit. Should take up a pretty good portion of time and everything. So still no information right now about TV information right now. They just have times and dates out right now. So, you know, just from what I'm seeing so far, we're going to have pretty much like hockey all day long, which isn't going to be a problem for somebody like me. So August 1st, not only is that my birthday, but that's going to be the start date for the best of five series in the Eastern Conference. First matchup that we're going to have, it's going to be on the slate first at 12 p.m., I'm assuming Eastern time, is going to be the New York Rangers and the Carolina Hurricanes. Both these teams have been doing some battle for quite some time. These teams do have a little bit of a history together, playing in the playoffs and in the regular season and everything. So Rangers right now, they got some concerns kind of going on, especially in the goaltending department. They have three solid goaltenders. Two of them are, two young guys that are trying to make their name and make their way onto the roster permanently for the Rangers. And then you have, you know, Henrik Lundqvist, who's in his late 30s now, has been with the team for, 20 some odd years now, it seems like, has been to the Cup Finals, won some Olympic gold, and has won so many accolades during his career. He's determined to kind of look back and or kind of take back that number one spot and try and get the Rangers into the postseason and possibly even farther. For the Hurricanes, this is just kind of a repeat for last year. We all seen what they've done the last couple seasons, especially the deep playoff runs that they've made in recent years. So the offense, with Sebastian Aho and company, they got to play solid. Goaltending is going to be another big factor for them too as well. Looking forward to seeing how they're going to, come back and respond to this. So they do have a couple older players on the roster, guys like Stahl and Justin Williams and a few others, that have been around for quite some time. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that goes. The second game that we're going to have is going to be at 4 p.m. Eastern. We are going to have the Florida Panthers against the New York Islanders. Panthers and Islanders, we've seen in recent seasons, battle in a playoff spot a couple years ago before Tavares was joined Toronto via free agency, where Tavares scored a wraparound goal on Roberto Luongo, then former Panthers goaltender, in overtime to help the Islanders win their first series in God knows how long it's been for them. So, you know, for the Florida Panthers, got a good coach in Quenneville, got a young, you know, a roster with Ekblad and Barkov and company right now. Bobrovsky's been pretty solid this year. Kind of seems to me kind of underperformed a little bit this year, but he's been training quite hard as of lately. I've seen some video of him in these you know, in this training camp process that we've seen so far, Jay, and he looks pretty stellar to kind of help the Panthers try and get something going. For the Islanders, you know, this was a team that a lot of people have written off, you know, last year and including this year, but they've seemed to, you know, kind of keep the play consistent, which has kind of allowed them to enter this best of five series so far this year. And, you know, it's going to be the offensive firepower for the Islanders that's going to help them get it done, you know, again against the Panthers. Third game, it's going to be at 8 p.m. Eastern time on August 1st. We're going to have the Montreal Canadiens versus the Pittsburgh Penguins. This is an old-school rivalry matchup for me. I was at the Game 7 quite a few years ago when the Montreal Canadiens eliminated the Pittsburgh Penguins from playoff contention. It was the last official game at what they called the Igloo, the old Mellon Arena in Pittsburgh. So right now, the Montreal Canadiens, man, it's going to be hard for them to get past a loaded Pittsburgh Penguins roster right now. Especially with the way Pittsburgh is going. The only kind of chink in the armor right now for Pittsburgh is their goaltending situation. Matt Murray, especially at the beginning of the season, was not playing well. Casey DeSmith kind of picked up the slack there for him for quite some time and has really kind of created kind of like a little bit of a goalie battle right now for this playoff series, well, this play-in series and playoff series. So, you know, the Canadians, they're going to be relying heavily on Carey Price, Montreal Canadiens goaltender, to really kind of keep things even keel in this series coming up. And we look into the West, the bottom teams that we're going to be having, another best of five series. Your Columbus Blue Jackets, Jay, are going to be taking on the Toronto Maple Leafs on August 2nd, which is going to be a Sunday. That game's going to be at 8 p.m. We all know what Toronto can do. We all seen what their offense is with Matthews and Marner and Tavares and company, Morgan Riley and even Friedrich Anderson in net for the Maple Leafs, and them having the added bonus of playing the rest of this this tournament in the playoffs in Toronto as one of the hub cities. And for the Blue Jackets, this is just another test for John Tortorella and company. A lot of guys are going to be coming back from injury. For the Columbus Blue Jackets, Cam Atkinson, Seth Jones, I do know those are two of the big guys that were dealing with some pretty significant injuries that was going to end their season. But now they get a second chance to kind of come back, and they can really make a big splash. You can't sleep on Columbus right now, you know, especially what you've seen what they've done in the last couple of years in the playoffs. You know, what they did to Washington and what they did to Tampa Bay and everything. So, they're a very dangerous team. They're a very speedy team. They're kind of flying low under the radar in my book, but I do believe if they can win, if they can steal one of the first two games of this play-in series, that they got a pretty significant shot. They're still trying to figure out that goaltender situation. Elvis Merzlikins, I can't remember his name off the top of my head, but Merzlikins, I think it is how you pronounce it, has kind of been the leading guy so far this year. Has really played well, has a stellar style of play. Very big, can absorb pucks, and doesn't really give out a lot of rebounds. So it's a lot of one and done saves where he's controlling the rebound. And we're getting into the West here with this play-in series. We're going to have the Edmonton Oilers taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. This is also going to kick off On this game is also going to kick off on August 1st on Saturday. The Blackhawks, who were near the bottom of the standings at the beginning of the year, have played some stellar hockey. Right now, Corey Crawford has been ruled unfit to play by the Blackhawks, but that doesn't seem to be a big worry in Chicago right now. They do have some pretty solid goaltending options right now, and especially with Corey Crawford getting up there in age and dealing with difficulties with the concussions that he's had in recent years. So Chicago's got a big test ahead of him. Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid and company up in Edmonton is not going to be any joke. I do like the Oilers in this series right here to kind of take it real fast. And especially with Edmonton being the other hub city, this is going to be a big benefit for the Edmonton Oilers. The other Western Conference game that's going to be also on August 1st is going to be the Winnipeg Jets and the Calgary Flames. We've had the Vezina Trophy finalists, which is the best goaltender in the league, come out recently, and Connor Hellebuyck, who is the American-born goaltender for the Jets, is on that list right now as one of the finalists. He's been the big reason why the Jets have had so much success in recent years. Jay, he's a big goaltender, stands over 6 foot, very big in net, very wide, and plays very, very aggressively in the crease and everything. So it's difficult to beat him. You have to get some bodies in front of him, trying to throw a curveball in front of him, just to get some traffic in front of him, and that's one of the ways that you can beat him. So, and when you look at the Calgary side with Johnny Gaudreau and company, it's another team that plays very, very fast, a lot of speed on the table, especially on the offensive side. Mark Giordano, captain of the Flames, is always a solid defenseman there. Not only can play defense and tie people up and play the body, but he can also, shoot the puck too and put the puck on the net and create chances and opportunities for the Flames. So in this one, this is going to be a difficult game of series for me to pick, but I do like the Calgary Flames in that one. Moving on to the West a little bit more here. These games are also going to be on August 2nd, which is going to be a Sunday. We have the Arizona Coyotes taking on the Nashville Predators at 2 p.m. Eastern time. I do like Nashville and what they're going to be bringing to the table with Ellis and, Pekka-Rinne and net and company. Colt Sissons too as well. These guys are very dangerous. They're also a very, very speedy team, but also like to play the body quite a bit. Arizona, with the recent acquisitions of Phil Kessel before the season, and Taylor Hall, who spent a little bit of time with the Devils, are really kind to make a name for the Coyotes. It's been a while since I've seen Arizona do quite well, especially when it comes to the end of season and trying to make the postseason. So Coyotes are a young team. Chirin and Kessel and Taylor Hall, these guys are all still in their, some of these guys are just now in their prime or just getting ready to hit their prime. So it's going to be an interesting matchup. Both these teams do have some speed elements to them. Goaltending is good on both sides, so this is going to be an interesting matchup to see. Next game after that, we're going to have the St. Louis Blues, the defending cup champions, taking on the Colorado Avalanche at 6:30 p.m. Eastern time. We all seen what the Blues did last year to the Boston Bruins in that seven-game series there in the final. Colorado has been under a rebuild plan under Sakic and company, trying to get back those old glory days of the mid to late 90s, early 2000s Colorado Avalanche teams that won all those cups with Sakic and Forsberg and even Patrick Waugh there too as well. And this is going to be a good one. I do like St. Louis in this matchup, joining Bennington and everybody, for the Blues right now. I think they're on a mission, and they definitely want to try and have the best chance to repeat. And I think they're going to, it's going to be a difficult series to get through the Avalanche, but I do believe that they're going to pull that out. Last game on that August 2nd, Sunday, we got the Minnesota Wild versus the Vancouver Canucks. I do like Vancouver in this series. Vancouver is just a lot younger, a lot more faster, and I believe that they have more, you know, dangerous scores on that roster with Boeser and company than the Minnesota Wild. If you look at Parise and Koivu and Ryan Suter, these guys are getting up there in age, you know, up there in their mid to, you know, their middle 30s right now. So Minnesota, who, you know, obviously, he's got their interim head coach extended for the next couple of years after they released Boudreaux. They've got a lot to prove. And being one of those Central Division teams in the West, you got a lot hanging on you and a lot to prove. So, you know, it's going to be pretty interesting. Part of the top four teams in each conference, we're going to have the Washington Capitals taking on the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Philadelphia Flyers taking on the Bruins. When it comes to Washington and Tampa Bay, these are two of the powerhouse teams in the East. And honestly, between Tampa, Washington, and Boston, those are the three power teams in the East right now. With Washington, you know what you're going to be getting. I do believe that with the certain contract issues that are getting ready to hit Washington, especially with goaltender Brayden Holpe right now, that he would like to win another one, because I do not see him ultimately staying in Washington, just due to the contract numbers that he's pretty sure that he's going to get. So, you know, Ovechkin and John Carlson and Backstrom, you know that they're going to be playing their tails off night in and night out. And then on Tampa Bay side, you know, with Kucherov, Victor Hedman, and Vasilevsky, you know, they're going to be a tough test, you know, especially to come out, you know, right off the get-go and to battle that team. When you look at the Philadelphia-Boston Bruins game, Philadelphia's kind of got lucky. They leapfrogged, I think it was Pittsburgh and the Islanders in the standings just before the seasons were postponed. So Philadelphia's kind of got a little bit of a break, but kind of really screwed themselves taking on, you know, matching up against the Boston Bruins, who we all saw made the cup final last year, made it to game seven, only to drop it to the Blues. But Bruins right now are on fire. Tuukka Rask, goaltender of the Bruins, is also one of the other finalists for the Vezina Award for the best goaltender in the league. And Philadelphia, they're a young team. Carter, call it whatever you'd like. Whatever you like it to be right now, but it's definitely going to be very hard for the Flyers to really, you know, get past that defense that Boston has, and then to be dealing with guys like Pasternak, Marchand, and Bergeron and company. It's just going to be a tall task. So I like the Bruins going into this one. excuse me, a couple other ones that we're going to be tidbits about this. You know, I'm definitely going to be interested in seeing how this really kind of plays out, whenever we're looking at this tournament, Jay. It's going to be interesting to see, you know, with no fans in the stands, you know, two hub cities and everything. And then after all this is said and done, all these teams that are going to be advancing are going to be reseeded, are going to be reseeded for the playoffs and everything. So, it's going to be exciting nonetheless. I do foresee that, NBC and its, sister networks, are going to be carrying the playoffs just like they've done in the past. Whether it be NBC, NBCSN, MSNBC, USA even. So looking forward to that. I'm expecting them to kind of, hand out that information within the next week or so. And, once we get to that point, we'll have kind of like a little bit better of idea how things are going to kind of break down. I do believe that this is going to be an interesting situation. And like you said, Jay, a big opportunity for the NHL to kind of lure in some fans, to the game and try and bring sports back. I do know that I did hear on ESPN radio today that the Blue Jays have been ruled not to show up to their stadium to practice or play their games by the Canadian government, their federal government. So, you know, because I do know that they said that, you know, it doesn't matter sport. We are not going to be playing sports with this. So I'm looking forward. I'm really kind of digging into that right now to see how that's going to play out, especially with what I heard about the Blue Jays today and their baseball team and how they're scrambling, you know, for the next 4 days to find a home stadium to play their games. So I'm always paying attention to the news up in Canada right now, since those are going to be that's going to be the location, especially with the two hub cities with Toronto and Edmonton. And we're just counting down the days, Jay, till we hit my birthday, and more importantly, till we get some hockey back.
there was one. I know you said on many topics, but we got time to jump into one of them, and it had to do with the player and diabetes. You have diabetes, don't you?
Yes, I am a type 1 diabetic. Correct.
Okay, so that's why that one kind of stuck out, and talking about that he felt good or whatever, comfortable playing with diabetes in the cup. How difficult is this, and how hard? You know, we've had some drivers on, and they've had to, and we know a few drivers that, you know, they made it happen that, you know, they were constantly had to monitor as they were driving and make sure they took in certain fluids and everything else. With this being a physical sport that it is, does this affect you differently than other players? How do you, or players, since you play as well, prepare yourself for it? And what special things you got to do, or do they need to do, especially for a full-length professional game, prepare themselves to be able to be and play at the level they need to play having diabetes?
Well, it's very difficult, especially as a type 1 diabetic. Type 1 diabetes is an autoimmune deficiency where your body is preventing the pancreas to secrete insulin to process your blood sugar, you know, so most of all type 1 diabetics have to have an insulin regimen or a metformin regimen. Butko, who is a young kid who was actually just recently drafted by the Rangers, he is a type 1 diabetic. I am unsure if he wears an insulin pump like I do, because I do have an insulin pump that's in me all the time, you know, day or night, sleeping. The only time that I don't have it on is if I'm, you know, in the shower or swimming or doing any kind of, you know, activity where I'm going to get wet or anything like that. So, you know, for Kako, you know, with this whole COVID thing, it's not that he's at, you know, great risk of or a greater risk of contracting the disease. It's the chance that the symptoms are going to be more severe and the complications are going to be, you know, more difficult than for somebody who's, you know, a non-diabetic, where they don't have any kind of immune deficiencies or anything like that. So, you know, as a type 1 diabetic, when you're playing, you know, such a physical sport, whether it be football or hockey, when you get injured, it takes a lot longer for your body to heal from that injury. So, you know, it's a double-edged sword. You know, it doesn't matter if you get hurt or if you get sick, it just takes your body that much longer than somebody who isn't, you know, suffering with this disease or living with this disease would take for them to heal. So even in just the 5 short years that I've been, you know, living with this disease, I've noticed that, you know, small scrapes and cuts, you know, kind of take it out of you. And even when I'm playing hockey, you know, you have to kind of carb up and make sure that you have enough gas in the tank, you know, because you can get tired really, really quick, you know, just like that. You could be sapped of your wind really, really quick. So I know Capo has a doctor, a team doctor, and some endocrinologists that help him, kind of take this disease day to day, because it is a day to day thing for him. So he does have a nutritionist that he does refer to. There are, certain things that he can and can't eat and everything. And it's really important to kind of stay up on that. When you eat right and you exercise right, you know, the less issues that you're going to have being a type 1 diabetic. So, I give him all the props in the world right now, especially with this whole pandemic kind of going on. You know, it's a dangerous world for type 1 diabetics right now and anybody else whose immune system has been compromised, Jay.
Gotcha. I just wanted to kind of get your input on that. I thought that's, you know, you were dealing with that and living with that, and so I kind of just wanted to get your insight on that. As always, thank you for all you do. I'm glad to have you on here. Looking forward to hopefully continuous good news next week. Kind of interesting to see how Canada handles, I'm saying no baseball, but we're gonna be hub cities for NHL. So hopefully this doesn't change anything. Hopefully we continue forward with an NHL season. I think we still will. The hub cities just might move, and we'll see how this plays out. I think this is a great opportunity for the NHL to gain some fans, because, like I said, NASCAR is gaining some fans because you're the only sport out there. So those that normally wouldn't watch NHL, or those that normally didn't watch NASCAR, when you have nothing else going on, you find yourself lured into watching it, and then you watch it, you like it, you watch it some more, you like it some more, you watch it some more, you like it some more, and before you know it, you know, NFL what? And NBA who? That's what some of these fans are going to be saying. So looking forward to have you back on next Tuesday, get us all caught up, and hopefully ready for the August 1st play-in series stuff, and you have a great week, sir.
Hey, it's always fun. Next week we're going to be covering the awards, the NHL award finalists that have been that are still being named. So hopefully by next Monday that we'll have all the award finalists named and everything. So we're going to cover that. And we're going to be another week closer to hockey. And, man, Jay, that's the best birthday gift that I'm looking forward to, man. Hockey on my birthday. Never had it before in the 35 years that I've been on this earth. And, by golly, this is the first time for everything, and I'm just excited. So until next Monday, we'll talk to you guys next week. And all you guys stay safe and have a great night.
Yes, sir. You too. That's Izzo, our NHL expert. Glad to have him on every Monday night, 8:30, right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. Don't forget, tomorrow night, take us back Tuesday. I will be throwing in an oldie from the archives as I hang out in the studio and get some work done and some articles posted on the site. You guys can catch it. It's a replay, but live on Spreaker. And then, of course, all these platforms that syndicate us will be shared over there. The only one place you won't catch is Blog Talk Radio, but that's where we get the original show from. So either A, if you like us on Facebook, you'll be able to just click on the link and then catch it on Spreaker. If not, all you got to do is just find out the date on the Spreaker episode and just find it here on the Blog Talk Radio side of the house. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at 110 Nation, like us on Facebook, 110 Nation Sports. I got to make sure that I thank Carolina Sports Plus, More Than Music. Without these great marketing partners, we wouldn't be able to do what we do or grow the way we grow. So I want to make sure to thank them. Yeah, so check out the site, www.110nationsports.com, for all the latest. I did just drop number 42 on my countdown of top 50 college programs of 2020. Virginia Cavaliers is my number 42 team. Check out the rest of the list all the way up to top 50, and I will continue to be counting down. Tomorrow I will be releasing number 41. I'm a little bit behind. As a matter of fact, I'm about 2 weeks behind. I'm going to be working extra hard to get the list caught up, because I got to have them done before the season starts. Hopefully we will have a season. Washington, whatever your call, fans, just hold on. It gets better. Grass finally gets greener. There always is next season. Eventually there will be that next season. This is coming from a long-time Cleveland Browns fan. It eventually gets better. We pray to God that we will have a season. Browns fans are very excited as we sign Myles Garrett to the contract extension. And we are listed as the second best offensive weapon team, whatever it is, in the NFL. So we got a lot to be excited about. Plus, I have tickets to the Browns and Washington, whoever you're going to be called, game in Cleveland. And so looking forward to having an opportunity to check that out. Wednesday night, I'll be back here live on Block Talk Radio for the 110 Nation Sports Show, or right here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. And don't forget, Thursday night, 8 o'clock, Race Chat Live with Craig and Chris. Chris and Craig, there you go. I don't know why I say it back sometimes, Chris and Craig. They do have a guest joining them at 8:30. We got a live event scheduled on the 110 Nation. All you got to do is just say you're going to be there. Get the details for that. Taz will be in the studio probably around 9 o'clock to give you guys the updates from the 518. You guys have a great night. You guys be safe. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to the 110 Nation Sports Show with Mr. CJ Sports. You are a part of the 110 Nation. So be sure to visit the 110nation.com for everything related to the show. You can follow CJ on Twitter at 110nation and on Facebook at 110nationsports. Until next time.